The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate in the galleries please rise for the prayer by Chaplain Gawk and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 86th Psalm we read, "Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name." Oh Lord, once again, we are so grateful for those who have cleared our roads and provide us with safe travel. And as we begin a new week, we know our need of you and ask that you help us reach out and call upon you to be the servants that we are called to be. And so we ask you to bless us and the work we do here this week so that it may convey our concerns for our people and provide the assistance they may need and to do what they are required to do. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 11th. A quorum being present. Madam Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 20th day, Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. The Senate met pursuant.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read. See any senators desire to be heard? Senator from Buchanan. Send the amendment forward.
I would ask
has
that it
been
be read.
Has it been
it
distributed?
It has not been distributed.
And what it when the amendment comes to the dais to read the amendment, are you moving for its adoption?
Amendment 1, offered by Senator Schoff, amend the journal front page 267 by inserting after the date the following in bold type, quote, "The reader is cautioned that what is written herein does not adequately reflect what actually occurred," end quote.
Senator, you care to explain your amendment?
I do, Mr. President. This journal that we have on our desks does not adequately reflect what actually happened on Wednesday and Thursday in the Missouri Senate. And I just feel like since it was a day that will remain in many of our minds as one of the lowest points in the history of the Senate, I just would like the reader to be cautioned that when they read this journal, they're not going to get any idea of what really went on here. But because of the fact that I have been told that we are not going to have a long session right now for the benefit of closing out that journal, I won't speak about this more at this time.
Discussion on the amendment. Any senator desire to be heard on Amendment 1 to the journal? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
I close.
The senator has moved for the adoption of Amendment 1 of the journal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
The noes appear to have it. The noes do have it. The amendment fails. Is there any senators out to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Cola has moved that further reading of the journal be dis- I was going to repeat your motion, but you go ahead. You want to close on your motion, Senator from Cole?
Mr. President, I close.
The senator has closed on the adoption of the journal. Those opinion of the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4:45 p.m. Monday, February 12th, 2018.
The Senator Cole has moved that the Senate stand adjourned until 4:45 p.m. February the 12th, this day. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned till 4:45 p.m. this day.